Family, you got to check it out on TV1, Unsung with Kenny Lattimore. The brother probably has the number one wedding song. If there's a wedding mixtape, family, Kenny Lattimore for you, would have that song would have to be on that mixtape.
I believe so.
Yeah.
That's a really good song.
It's a really good song.
Yeah. I agree.
Dolo, when you get married?
One day.
He's a superstar who hasn't changed. Mm.
I'm going to definitely have him in my playlist when I get married.
There you go. There you go.
Be on my playlist.
On the phone line, somewhere where it's sunny and sunshine, we want to welcome him to the Afternoon Jams. Kenny Lattimore is on the phone line. How you doing today, Kenny?
Hey, very good.
Good.
Very good. Man, I appreciate you all those lovely comments.
Oh, man. just facts, man.
We
just
love
facts.
You, Kenny. We love your music.
Well, tell me, man, it's been 2 days since Unsung has ran on TV1. What kind of response have you been getting?
You know what? It's been pretty overwhelming. I really am appreciative of TV1 and my director, Isaac Taylor, who I think authentically told my story with me. And they did it with such class and clarity that it's really resonating throughout our community. I think so many things they allowed me to address about my life. And sometimes you can have complexities in your story that it's difficult to compile everything and right. tell it cohesively, you know, in one moment. But they did such a great job, and that's what I've been hearing back from the public. So I'm very grateful.
Wow. We want to welcome our sister station up in Muskegon, Michigan, 103.7 The Beat, to the conversation. So this has been Karen on a couple radio station. Of course, we online also at 407-369-8555. We're going to open the phone lines in a few minutes if you want to say something to Kenny and tell him how much you love him. If you got a question for Kenny or Kenny Lattimore, you have that opportunity. Now, Kenny, what was this hard to do, man, to talk about yourself personally? Because you got deep on this Unsung.
Yeah, it was to a degree. Actually, it was interesting. Being interviewed by a team of researchers, there's nothing like it, because sometimes they remind you of things that happened that you've forgotten about. So there are different layers of things that come out, and you're like, wait a minute, why did you know that? You know?
Right.
And you have to applaud them for doing their job. But in terms of some of the things that had happened to me when I was a child and the career stuff, see, my career was never unsung. I think that was also something that people were saying. I don't think you're unsung, but yes, I am. I'm unsung because no one has told my story.
Mm-hmm.
So really, my story is more the unsung part of it. So all of the career stuff was easy. It was like, yeah, except I never did talk about Maxwell.
Mm.
They did some research and dug that up.
Wow.
I was sitting there and they said something about Maxwell in my interview, and I was like, what about Maxwell? And I said, you know what? I did feel like this.
Because you guys was on the same label, right? You was on the same label?
Support. Yep, and I was an M fan, so it had nothing to do with him personally, but I watched a complete record label support him and give him the tools that it was going to take to make him into a superstar, and I remember them fighting with me about basic things, about bare minimal things.
Wow.
And so it was like I knew before we even came out that I was not their chosen person.
Wow.
But through the grace of God, I'm grateful because in spite of all of that, here we are.
Wow. Now, you've been touring. You haven't stopped touring, have you?
No. I just, during a specific time period when my son was in some developmental years, I think maybe he was 10, somewhere between 9 or 10 to 13, I did not do as much touring. I took the time off to raise him, to be in his classroom, to grade papers, to go on the field trips, all of that.
Wow.
And leave those memories and that stability in his life.
Wow.
And then after that, I went back to touring, and he and I had a good conversation about it before I went back to touring, to make sure that he felt that he had gotten enough attention and things were solid enough for him.
Wow.
Because it's hard to be away from your children. I hear stories from other children of musicians that, oh, yeah, my father was never around. He was always on the road and all that. I never wanted to be that for my son.
Right. And that's your little twin, man. He looked just like you, too, man. Yeah, yeah, no doubt. It's
that's your little junior right there.
On the phone line, Kenny Lattimore is on the phone line, 407-369-8555. You listen to this interview in Orlando, Florida, and Muskegon, Michigan, a simulcast. App Senior Rhodes, you got a question for Kenny Lattimore?
I don't have a question for Kenny, but I just want to say I really appreciate your art form, your voice, you know, having a message where so many women are unsure of their worth, where a black man is providing that reassurance with their with your songs, you know, like for women to have that, to feel that kindness, that warmness, and be uplifted. And compared to songs today that are just belittling women, you know, old school classics just never go right. away. You're an old school classic.
Yeah.
You're a new school classic. Like, just I could play your song right now, and I'll feel good to it. You know, I just appreciate, you know, that reassurance that you as an artist give to women, to even young women who need that template to understand that if a man wants you, he's gonna put in that time, he's gonna put in that effort, and it's all in your lyrics. It's just awesome.
It's good music. Hey Kenny, you know people love you, man. So we open
I appreciate that.
We open up the phone lines. Caller, do you have a question or comment for Kenny Lattimore?
Thank you. I just wanted to say I'm listening. This is JC.
JC,
and, I want Kenny to know that I'm so proud of him. And he has only just begun that I believe he's going to go to even higher heights. You know, he is a man of integrity. He works harder than or just as hard as any of the other brothers that I know that I feel close to. And Kenny is, he's just a dope dude, man, in every way. I know I'm talking like he's in the third person, not on the phone, but... Kenny is a solid dude, man. He honors his word, and as I mentioned, he's a man of integrity, and I'm just really proud of the brother. He's a great father and a great friend. He's been a great friend to me for many years now, friend, brother, and just continue to soar, brother.
Wow, there you go, Kenny. And Kenny, I know you say the same thing about John, right?
Absolutely, that's a big guy, big brother. You know what? I do want to comment about what the young lady was saying earlier, because there was something that really touched my life. The power of a lyric was taught to me by my mother, and when I think about what she was saying, it reminds me of that there are other parts of the world that I had not gone to, and my music began to touch people. And that was, in particular, I'm speaking about South Africa. I remember I had not gone to South Africa before, but I started getting emails from people who were like, oh my gosh, this music. And I was like, what are they talking about? They're so far away.
Yeah.
How do they even know me? What? And I went to sing for Nelson Mandela's 80th birthday.
Wow.
And when I got there, the lyrics to the songs were so important, because women were being raped. Because there was a myth that if men raped a virgin, they could be cured of AIDS.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I started to go everywhere and sing. And although people were like, oh, you're a superstar, you know, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? I went to every radio station, every college radio station, and I spoke to people. And I realized how powerful the lyric was at another level.
Yeah.
When I went to South Africa and I saw the women crying as I just, you know, spoke the lyrics of certain songs. They needed to hear that we were never too busy. They needed to hear that, you know, we'd give a lifetime of stability, and all those things meant something. So I really appreciate your comment.
Yes, I appreciate you using your platform for such a positive message. Those things are needed.
Right.
Thank you.
JC, I know you're still on the phone line. I want to say thank you, JC, for hooking us up, getting me in contact with Kenny. And I know that I know JC was out in D.C. for the filming. Now, phone lines is blowing up, Kenny. People want to talk to you, brother. We're going to take another All phone right. line. But I know that you flew JC out there for this, that momentous occasion, man. And I saw the pictures and everything. It looked wonderful, like you guys were having a ball. Yeah. Going to the phone line. Caller, you're live with Kenny Lattimore. Do you have a question or comment for Kenny Lattimore?
Hi, PA. This is Candace
Buchanan,
Island Fever.
Hey, the Island Queen is on the phone line. How you doing, Candace?
I'm good. I wanted to ask Kenny, as someone who's, I'm around 35 years old, so I've been listening to you for a very long time. Very big fan, by the way. And I wanted to know, in light of the current climate, you know, the way our young people are, like, listening more to lots of rap music and a lot less going towards the soul part of things. You are the soul man, or you've been dubbed the soul man by the New York Times. Why continue to do soul music? And do you think soul music has a future with the young people that we have out there?
You know what? I really feel like it's more than just one particular genre, number one, that I do. Love is probably the standard for me more than a specific genre. Mm-hmm. And love never goes out of style. So if you were 10 years old when you first came out and now you're 35, you're probably just falling in love, and your taste in music, the things that you are adjusting to in life is beginning to shift. And all of a sudden, you need a song, like For You. Mm-hmm. Some people are going into their relationships, they're going to deeper relationships. And so, for me, I feel like my longevity has really come from the fact that I have been really dedicated to love, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And that's what keeps it alive. Then I don't have to really chase the latest trend. At the same time, I don't want anybody to get me wrong, I like some of the sounds of the new trends, and I bring in young producers to work with to keep the sound relevant.
Yeah.
Good.
But the message is what really gives me the greatest joy, is keeping that consistent. And I feel like that message can exist. Even if Drake does a song, he could do a song that has deeper meaning, but you have to live a certain thing to be able to talk about it.
Mm.
So when I listen to some of the hip-hop and all of that, these people, these artists and kids are really just singing about the things that they're living. They're still trying to figure it out.
Right.
So I think that you're going to see in the next 5 years, if you continue to listen to the artists of today, you're going to hear a different story.
Growth.
Yeah. Wow.
Definitely growth. Right. Love does conquer all. Right. I'm very
Thank
happy
you.
To hear your answer. Keep doing your music, sir. You do wonderful music, and I do follow you
Thank
on
you.
iTunes. I love all
I appreciate
your songs.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Candace. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Thank you so very much.
Right. 407-369-8555. 407-369-8555. I want to hear from my family up in Michigan. I want to hear from y'all. I want to hear from Orlando. If you got a question or comment for Kenny Lattimore, did you watch Unsung on TV One? Have you bought all his CDs? How many CDs you got? About 9 to 10, Kenny?
yes, sir. And a little more when you get into the soundtracks and the guest spots, but yes.
Right. Doing this whole TV filming for TV One for Unsung, you probably did a couple of days of filming, and they probably left some things out. Were there some things they left out that you would like to discuss?
There are things that are left out that, you know what, I'm going to probably have to put them in a book.
Uh-oh.
I was talking about this a little bit earlier.
Uh-oh.
because Unsung is only a certain period of time,
mm-hmm.
or a certain amount of time, that you have to really get each detail in. But the real depth of my story, I think it'll be a book later on. So we'll have to come back to you on that.
Uh-oh. A bestseller?
I think so. It will definitely
be. That would be nice. Mm-hmm. If we can tell the story right, I think it could be.
Yes.
Kenny, man, who do you look up to now, man? Who do you look up to? Because you're a legend yourself, man. But who you rocking with, man?
Oh, man. Thank you. I look up to, a lot of the artists that have come before me, like Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson. I mean, these are people who, I'm blessed to be able to actually have access to. And I can say, okay, my Lord, you know, your life and career has had consistency as well. Just like we're having this conversation, I can go to a Smokey Robinson and his marriage and anything else and talk about being a man and being in the industry and
He can tell me about his life on various levels.
That's good.
But I had great parents. Great parents that put a lot in me, a lot of vision. I have other family members and friends who have watched me grow through the years, who I lean on to make sure that I'm straight, that I'm moving in the right direction, that I'm staying true to the mission and the things that they know that I said I would set out to do from the very beginning.
Right.
So there's a combination of people, but it's not like in a lifetime you can say that you have always, you know, friends, deep friends that know every aspect of your life.
Right.
But if you can surround yourself with a strong circle of positive people, that are not afraid to hold you accountable, I think that a lot can be accomplished. And part of we really need it, and people are usually afraid of losing the relationship with the artist because, you know, we get temperamental and emotional, and people get afraid that, oh, that person might cut me off or what have you, silly right. kind of thing. But I try to just keep it real as a person and not allow my persona from music and all that to overshadow the fact that I'm a real person.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, on the phone line, R&B superstar Kenny Lattimore is on the phone line, man. R&B singles is tough right now. If you're new and you're trying to be an R&B singer, man, what kind of advice could you give to these folks out here who are trying to get into the entertainment business? They got the talent. They just need help.
You know what? I heard an interview that Nipsey Hussle did, and he said it best. Keep going. Don't give up. Because everybody's story is going to be different. Everyone's journey is going to be different. And how... if we just surveyed the top five artists in the industry right now in just sales, I'm sure they would tell you a completely different story about how they came to prominence. But I know that all of them would have that one component that I just kept going and I didn't give up and I had faith and belief.
There you go. There you go. Kenny, any new music coming out, brother?
New music is on the way. I'm actually in the studio in the next week to get a new single that's going to be in the marketplace. Again, I'll have to come back and literally reveal that with you all, but that is actually happening, yes.
Good, good, good. Can't wait to have that, man. Hey, I'll let you soak it. I'm sure you're out on the West Coast where it's all sunny at, man, and I'll let you get back.
It is kind of nice today. I can't even front. It's about 68 degrees out here.
Okay, all right. It's not bad. You know, we're in Orlando right here. It's 84.
And you know what? We're coming up upon. Oh, yeah?
Yes, in Orlando. In Orlando.
We're also, he's
like,
what?
Yeah,
Orlando's
what?
Really nice, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But my family up in Michigan, it might not be 80 up in Michigan.
Okay, what is it there?
I haven't checked today. It's probably around 45, 50. It's probably around 45, 50. Yeah, I can imagine that. We take another phone call. Caller,
45?
Yeah, 45. Yes, it's still it's in between winter and spring there. Caller, you're live with Kenny Lattimore. You have a question or comment?
Yeah. Hi, Kenny Lattimore. This is Luke Raw from Muskegon. How you doing?
He might have been angry that I was on his
side. Hey, Kenny.
Can't go as fast as hey. Yes, sir.
You got a caller from Muskegon, man. Go ahead, Big Rob, big brother.
Hey, Kenny, it was snowing up here yesterday. We had about 4 inches.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's not nice.
Guess what, though? It's all gone, man.
It's all gone.
That quick.
All gone now. It melted.
Wow.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you for PA, when is some more new music coming out? Because I bought your last CD. Bought several copies of them. I think we bought Target out up here in Muskegon.
Yeah, you did.
And want to know when the new music is coming.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to have a single in the next couple of months. I'm hoping to put something in the marketplace because I tour with Dave Koz this summer. We're going to be going around to some different arenas. And, goodness, in Muskegon, this may not be super, super close to you, but I'm going to be in Detroit on April the 28th and doing a concert with Vivian Green at the Motor City Casino.
Good.
So hopefully I'll see my fans out there. If the music is recorded, maybe I'll give a little taste during that time period. But it's definitely coming very soon. And you know, we're coming up on Easter too, right? The Easter weekend.
Right.
And there's a movie that I did called Revival that is that's out for April 19th. And it stars a whole lot of folks. Henry Lennox, Dawn Lewis, Wendy Raquel Robinson, Chaka Khan is in it. It's a musical and theatrical piece that I think people would enjoy as well. So check out Revival.
Okay, all right, you holding back, Kenny. You didn't mention that, brother. That's good, man. This weekend.
Yeah, that one is this weekend. Yeah.
Oh wow! Congratulations.
It's a biblical piece, so it's right inside, you know, in the theme of what the Easter season is all about. It's about the Book of John, and Molly Music is in it. He plays Jesus Christ, actually.
So is this going to be like a Netflix?
A lot going on, I tell you.
Like a Netflix movie?
No, I think it's. They're doing a wide release right now.
Good, good.
But nowadays, when music, or movies rather, are kind of specialized, what they do is they release them in different cities to see what the reaction is, and it helps them to establish whether the movie should go completely nationwide and at how many theaters, things like that.
All right, so Orlando, Ski Town, if it's in the area, go buy some tickets. Go out and check it out this weekend.
In the area, yep, check it out.
Yeah, Revival. Big Rob, thanks for the phone call, Big Rob. Appreciate you, bro.
All right.
All right. Kenny Lattimore, man.
Thank you, Rob.
Do you want to give out your social network? And I know you're trending right now. You probably don't need no more followers, but I'm going to go ahead and give it out. You know, because, you know, you're blowing up out there.
At Kenny Lattimore. If you're going to Instagram, just go to at Kenny Lattimore with two T's, Lattimore, because my family has, that's another piece of trivia, I guess, is that some of my family spell their last name with one T, and then some spell with two.
Ah.
And we have another very famous cousin, Jacob, out there that has the Shy. So y'all check out the Shy and support him on that. It's a really, really great program on Showtime. But also, if you happen to like Facebook, you can go to Official Kenny Lattimore, and that's the real me.
All right, man. Thank you so much for being available. Looking forward to talking to you again when a new single come out, no doubt. And
yes, thank you so much. Thank you. We'll definitely be back in touch because we will need your support, and I always appreciate it. So I would love to talk to you when the new music is ready.
You know you got that, brother. You know you got that, man. I'm gonna play this song, one of my favorites, "Love You Back." You came out in 2015.
All right, appreciate it.
Take care, Kenny. Kenny Lattimore family.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you again.
We love you, man.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Afternoon jams.
Love you, man.